Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I've run out of toes and fingers to count the government shutdown. Let's go to D.C. right now. And CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy, with evidence mounting now it's starting to hurt the economy. What is latest on, let's see, 10 fingers, 10 toes. Can I borrow six of your toes over there?
26 days. Whatever you need, Wayne. Look, 26 days. And today we got word that the White House has ordered the recall of some 50,000 federal workers, most of them at the IRS, Internal Revenue Agents, who will help process tax returns. This White House has promised that tax refund checks will go out on time. And so those workers who will return to work without pay will be needed to process that paperwork. Separately, you have FAA safety inspectors, FDA food inspectors who are being called back. What you don't have, though, is any substantive movement toward a compromise. Today, here at the White House, the president has invited the House Problem Solvers Caucus to meet with him at midday. Yesterday, the president invited a handful, about a half dozen Democrats, to join him for lunch with nine Republican members of the House. No Democrats showed up. The Problem Solvers Caucus, by the way, is a bipartisan group. It's got 48 members. It's co-chaired by New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer. He's a Democrat who co-chairs this Problem Solvers Caucus. I asked his office this morning whether he is, in fact, attending. They haven't gotten back to me yet. So we'll see whether this invitation will result in a bipartisan meeting today. But Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, a short time ago, says that she's hopeful that Democrats will get serious, she says, when it comes to fixing the crisis at the border. The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, said yesterday that the president is losing this fight, and polls show it.
The Problem Solvers Caucus. You learn something new every day here on the radio. Stephen Portnoy this morning. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.